Please stand for the reading of the Gospel. This is the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the chosen one." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to please be seated. At this time, the children may go out to the creation station if they would like to do so. People of Hosanna. We are now in the season of Epiphany together. Backing up, during Advent, it was a season of waiting for the light to come. During the 12 days of Christmas, we were celebrating Jesus' birth, and now, in this season of Epiphany, we celebrate that the light has come, and Jesus dwells among us. During these weeks of Epiphany, we pay attention to the light, the Word made flesh. And we pay attention to how the light illuminates and transforms everything and everyone. Today, in this reading from the Gospel of John, we encounter John the Baptist and Jesus and some of Jesus' earliest followers. And it's helpful to orient us of where we are in the Gospel of John. This is just chapter one. It's still the very beginning of John's telling of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. And in John's telling, we begin with, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John doesn't take time to tell the nativity story. There's no stable or manger. John fast forwards, and here we are with John the Baptist and now Jesus, and that's where we find ourselves today, the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. Last week was baptism of our Lord, and now Jesus begins to proclaim the good news. John says, "Look, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples immediately start following Jesus. And it's so interesting to think about, and I invite you to imagine it in your minds, this interaction and the questions that are raised. And so John says, "Look, there he is." Some disciples start following. And Jesus asks, "What are you looking for?" They ask for information. They ask Jesus, this person that they don't really know yet, it's just the person that John's been testifying would come. Jesus says, "What are you looking for?" And they say, "Where are you staying?" They look for some information, probably seeking maybe the name of the household where they were staying, maybe looking for an address. But Jesus responds not with information, but instead with an invitation. It's an invitation into participation. Jesus says, come and see. So Jesus asks, what are you looking for? They say, hey, where are you staying? And Jesus says, rather than giving them an address, come and see. John originally wrote his gospel in the Greek language, and sometimes by exploring the Greek words, the original, we get other layers of meaning about what these gospel verses mean. So Jesus said in Greek, what we translate as come and see, the Greek words are erkomai, come, and see, horao. And it's interesting, in the Greek, the word see is about so much more than just seeing with our eyes. So when Jesus says, come and see, certainly one of the meanings is come and look, experience this ministry with your eyes. But also horao, that original Greek word, means to see with one's heart. So when Jesus says, come and see, he's saying, come, participate, experience this with your eyes and your heart and your mind and your whole self. To us today, perhaps Jesus asks the same question as we gather here in the sanctuary at Hosanna Lutheran Church. Jesus maybe asks us the same question, friends, what are we looking for? And I wonder what we'd answer. Maybe some of us are kind of looking for some information too, just like those original followers. Maybe we would ask Jesus, Jesus, where are you staying these days? Or maybe we'd ask, what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus in these times? Could you show us what we should be doing or saying or praying or thinking? What does it mean to be a neighbor in these times? What does it mean to be a Minnesotan in these times? These are maybe some of the questions that we would ask. Those early followers said, hey, where are you staying? We would probably have questions too. And like those early followers, we seek information, answers. And perhaps Jesus today offers us the very same invitation that he offered them. Erkomai and horao, or come and see. He invites us into participation. When we would be tempted to just keep gathering information about the right thing to do or the list of what we exactly should be praying for, Jesus invites us to come and see, to participate. It can be so easy to stay in information gathering mode. I have a very large collection of cookbooks. And I will just keep gathering cookbooks, collecting cookbooks, and not actually take the time to participate, to use the cookbooks, to make food, to share. In some ways, sometimes the actual action of using the cookbooks feels like kind of a risk. What if it works? What if it doesn't work? I might just keep gathering recipes. For some of you, this might be similar to hobbies, that we sometimes collect all the supplies for the hobbies. How many crochet hooks and sizes can I collect before I actually use them to create things? All kinds of hobbies are out there. Or maybe I think of different card games or games where people explain the game again and again, but eventually we reach that point where, you know, I think I just have to play it. I think it's going to start making sense once we deal the cards and we start to play. Jesus invites us to shift from a posture of only gathering information and living in our heads to pivoting toward come and see, participate in what it means to be a follower of Jesus, someone who loves God and loves neighbor in these times and in all times. In today's reading, Jesus offers us this intriguing question, what are you looking for? We get to sit and ponder that question today. Jesus also offers us today an on-ramp into participation in a life of faith that doesn't avoid the world and its wounds, but instead grants us courage to enter in with a trust that the Holy Spirit is going to be with us, guiding us. As I was reflecting on what it means to come and see and what it means to be a follower of Jesus in these times, I thought it might be helpful to share with you that it is certainly part of our denominational roots as the people of the ELCA to follow Jesus in an active way, a way that pulls us toward the light and calls us to be light bearers in the world. Way back in 1991, pretty early on in the history of the ELCA, our church got together at a churchwide assembly, and people voted on a churchwide statement that I'm going to share just a little bit of, called The Church in Society, a Lutheran Perspective. And the reason that this was composed is because people were looking around at one another and wondering, how does my faith relate to my life in the world? How does my following of Jesus relate to how I show up in my daily life? And so the church got together and crafted and voted upon this statement. And this is just a little bit of it. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America is called to be a part of the ecumenical Church of Jesus Christ in the context in which God has placed it, a diverse, divided, and threatened global society on a beautiful, fragile planet. Again, this was written in 1991. In faithfulness to its calling, this church is committed to defend human dignity, to stand with the poor and powerless people, to advocate justice, to work for peace, and to care for the earth in the processes and structures of contemporary society. The gospel does not take the church out of the world, but instead calls it to affirm and enter the world more deeply. As I hear these words and reflect on them, I think about Jesus' invitation, come and see. Enter in, not to separate from, not to hide and avoid or complain and despair, but instead to come and see. And people of Hosanna, this is in your very nature. I was reading your monthly newsletter. I was reading your bulletin. And what I read is opportunity after opportunity to come and see, to follow Jesus actively. I think about your relationship with Overland Elementary. I think about the way that you show up as Stephen ministers. I think about the Blessing Bucks, which has been going since 2023. This is your third year. I think about the ways that you share this building with the community for things like blood drives. Think about the chili feed to fight food insecurity. And you could come up with lots more on this list. These are all ways that you come and see, that you participate, that you follow that invitation from Jesus to respond with an open heart and an open mind, with the love of God and love of neighbor. Jesus invites us to journey with him, to experience the world through his eyes of love and his heart of compassion. And I want to remind you today that what it means to love and to serve, to come and to see, can take lots of different shapes and forms. There is not one way to come and see. There is not one way to be a disciple of Jesus. And I want to also take a moment to thank you for the ways that you are already doing that as a family of faith. I also want to remind you and remind myself that we do this work of following Jesus, not wholly of our own power or might or skills or intelligence, that instead we do this through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's God at work in us and through us. So, dear people of Hosanna, may you continue to come and see. May you trust that the Holy Spirit is at work in you and through you. May you continue to be a people eager to love God and love neighbor, a people ready to follow and participate and engage in the world around us. May God grant us all the courage and direction and hope that we need as we follow Jesus, loving and serving in his name. Amen.